B-Pod Studios.
WBQT HD1 Boston.
Hot 96.9.
Here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
Lots of primary news. Jussie Smollett indicted again, and Drake's bringing rap battles to your home or mobile device. Melissa has the juice coming up.
Dwayne Wade's reaction when finding out his 12-year-old came out as transgender is priceless.
Leroy, how's your sports?
And once you lose someone's trust, getting it back will take some work. And I hope the Sox are prepared to put in some overtime.
But first, Bernie Sanders is the winner in New Hampshire's presidential primary, edging out Pete Buttigieg. Another primary note, soon after the polls closed, two Democratic candidates, Andrew Yang and Michael Bennett, ended their 2020 bids for president.
Not the football player.
No. I know that. I'm saying I hadn't heard the name. Pretty sad.
I got you.
Meanwhile, just a reminder, if you live in Massachusetts, today is the deadline to register to vote or to change your party affiliation. Massachusetts primary is on March 3rd. Well, Jussie Smollett was indicted yesterday for a second time on charges of lying to police about a racist and anti-gay attack that he allegedly staged on himself in Chicago. Now, the indictment came from a special prosecutor who was appointed after Cook County prosecutor dropped the same charges last March. Jussie faces 6 felony counts of disorderly conduct and is scheduled to appear in court for arraignment on February 24th.
Why did I think that was over?
I thought it was.
And I didn't even know they were still going with it. Jesus.
And Drake just signed a new deal, so he's partnering with Caffeine to bring the ultimate rap league to streaming. So in case you don't know, Caffeine's a social broadcasting platform for gaming and entertainment and the creative arts. And Drake signed a multi-year deal with them that would also give him his own streaming channel as well. Drake tweeted that the objective of the partnership is to make rap battle rap easier to access in your home or your mobile device, and it's free to watch the battles once you sign up. The Ultimate Rap League will debut on Caffeine Live from Atlanta on February 29th. All right, is Melissa with the juice.
Well, Blac Chyna got everyone thinking she's pregnant again after putting a picture of an ultrasound on her Instagram. Okay, so she captioned the picture, blessed 2020, but then quickly deleted it. And then minutes later, the Shade Room picked up on it quick. And they pointed out the ultrasound actually came from a Russian makeup artist who Blac Chyna's friends with. No, so apparently she was trying to congratulate her, but didn't, like, credit her on it.
She had just put
blessed 2020. Because if you go on her Instagram now and look at her story, the same ultrasound is up there, but it's got the girl's name on it.
Okay.
And she wrote blessed 2020 with the girl's name, and the girl responded and wrote thank you dear, so she kind of cleared it up. Ben Affleck is just like the rest of us, trying to find love on dating sites. According to millionaire matchmaker Patty Stanger, Ben has been very active on the celebrity dating app Raya lately, adding that she always notices that he's logged in. She notices too that Ben is going after, let's just say, very young women, in their younger 20s. And Patty's advice to Ben, you'll get bored quick with younger women. Go after women more your age. And Dwayne Wade was on The Ellen Show yesterday telling the story of how his 12-year-old, at the time, son Zion, came home and told him how he wanted to be referenced moving forward.
I want to be referenced as she and her. I would love for you guys to call me Zaya. And so internally, now is our job to, one, go out and get information, to reach out to every relationship that we have. And we're just trying to figure out as much information we can to make sure that we give our child the best opportunity to be, you know, her best self.
And Dwayne says despite being as positive as he and his wife, Gabrielle Union, are, he admits they still have a lot of homework to do as far as reading and research, but adds that Zaya has an amazing opportunity now to be a leader, and she can now be a voice for anyone going through something similar.
That's some solid parenting.
It really is. A lot of their videos they've been putting up on Instagram, too, have been so, like, heartwarming. It's really cool. Here's Leroy with sports.
All right. We found out yesterday that Kobe Bryant and his daughter Gianna were laid to rest last Friday, the 7th, in a private funeral. The public memorial will again take place the 24th at Staples Center in L.A. In hockey, the Blues and Ducks game was postponed after Blues defenseman Jay Baumeister suffered a cardiac episode.
Yo.
That's what they're calling it. And he collapsed. collapsed on the bench. Thankfully, now he is in stable condition and the game will be made up some other time.
That was scary. See that video?
I watched that video. That was crazy to watch. The Celtics win streak ends at 7 because they lost to the Rockets 116-105. And right now, there's not much the Red Sox can do to satisfy a lot of their fans. The Sox named bench coach Ron Renneke the interim manager for the team. And as expected, many fans, including some of us in here, I think all of us in here, aren't really sure who the person is. We're kind of complaining. It's like, what's going on?
It's on an interim base. It's pretty much like, okay, we're stuffing this dude here until we can find somebody better.
Yeah, this is pitiful. But I guess it's Go Sox, I guess.
Question mark.
Right? Bruins Canadians tonight. It's going to be a great game. It always is at 7:30, and that's your sports.
All right, your good news today. So, Asiya Williams is a hairstylist who always wanted to own her own salon. So, she had a friend and mentor named Chet Bennett, who had been part of her life for like 20 years. He owns the beauty college where she started her career. Well, Chet got sick in 2018 and was going through dialysis, needed a new kidney. And a lot of people said that they would donate. But Asiya said one day she was sitting there ironing when God told her that she was a match and that she would be the donor.
Okay.
Well, she was, and actually stayed at Chet's house after the donation during her recovery so his mother and sister could take care of them. And that's when he told her that, you need to hurry up and get ready because I'm giving you the salon that he owned. And they,
how
I guess,
cool is
they
that?
Had talked about her buying it, but, he ended up just giving it to her. Everyone's healthy. And the salon has been transferred to William.
Boston. Get up.
The Get Up Crew. Hot 96.9.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.